Well,
Sonny, it's your dad. You were sleeping.
No, hey, man, I was exercising.
Bullshit, you were sleeping.
No, I wasn't.
This kid won't stop lying to me. You still act like you're six.
Oh, yeah, okay, Dad, I act like I'm six.
Any luck finding a job where you can work more than one day a week?
I've been looking.
Looking doesn't pay the rent, kid.
Hey, all the money I won from the cab accident is kicking ass in the stock market, so relax.
Yeah, well, don't blow it all on worthless crap.
I won't.
You know what you should spend it on? Your bar exam.
You're the lawyer in the family. I ain't taking a damn bar exam. I got too much other shit going on in my life.
I don't know what the hell happened to you.
Okay.
Anyway, how are things going with your girlfriend? What's her name? Vanessa.
Things are going fine.
Shit!
I gotta go.
Shit! Damn, turn off the alarm clock again.
No. I mean, yes, I did. But I thought you needed more sleep, Vanessa.
You know what, should have stayed here. That was a real jerk thing to do. Thanks a lot.
What are you doing? Why are you going to work? It's Sunday.
I'm not going to work. I'm going to brunch with some potential clients. That's how a party planner gets business, by meeting people, making contacts.
Meet with me. Come on, I'll order in from Cozy's. We'll have fun.
I am sick of Cozy's. You order in from there all the time. The delivery guy's like your best friend.
Well, he happens to be pretty damn nice. There's a rough patch in my life right now, all right? Syracuse is 0-3. I got those medical problems.
Medical problems? A cab runs over your foot 2 years ago. You spend one night in the hospital.
First of all, that cab was huge. And a jury decided that one night of pain was worth $200,000. So there you go.
Whatever.
What the hell's the matter with you? Why are you being so nuts to me lately?
Because you refuse to move on to the next phase of your life. I, on the other hand, would like to have a family someday, but I need someone that I can rely on, not just a playmate.
What do you need, a father figure? Stop pulling your sister's hair!
You know what? I'm gonna go to Syracuse to see my mother. I'll be back on Wednesday.
What are you talking about?
I had a call for delivery in building, but I think it was crank call. Want some chocolate cake?
It's a bad time, man. If you come back later, I'll Indian wrestle you.
You're going down, sucker.
Yeah, well, we'll see about that.
Okay, peace out.
What do you mean you're going to Syracuse?
Because I need time to think, and so do you.
What do I need to think about?
Your life, and why there's any reason for me to be a part of it.
All right.
While you're at it, why don't you think about getting a real job?
I got a real job! Patrick Ewing, nice job.
Hey, Sonny. What's up, buddy boy?
Yeah. I'm out the door.
All right.
Hey, pal. Where are you going?
Manhattan,
you want to take me with you?
I guess.
All right, hold on to your money. Later on, pal.
Okay, take care of Sonny.
See ya. Cadillac, I love it. Alone. I was always thinking.
Just ignore him. It's only Sunny. It's only Sunny.
Yeah, it's only me. It's only me. What's going on?
Corinne's throwing a surprise going away party for Kevin.
Well, why didn't she tell me about it? The roommate has a right to know.
Because she knew you'd tell him and ruin the surprise.
No, I wouldn't.
Hey, surprise!
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 Surprise. Surprise.
What's going on?
We wasted the good surprise on you.
All right.
Is this your handiwork?
I guess.
See you in 3 hours.
Good to see you stiffs out anyway. What have you been doing?
The last 3 weeks have been crazy at work, man. I've been in Denver, Dallas, San Francisco.
I've been sleeping in the office. We're going to trial on this securities fraud case.
Honey, it was a great surprise. I was totally shocked.
No, you weren't. And I worked so hard on this.
Need some help?
Honey, your sister's here.
Hey, sweetie.
I hate Sunny.
My client's out $7 million, and all we can sue on is breach of contract.
Maybe you can try suing under the Foreign Corrupt Practices Act.
I gotta get back to the office. Sonny, you're the king.
Right on.
Mikey, a pleasure. I'll see you at home.
All right. I'll walk in.
admit. I'm still a little weird of that when they kiss.
Why? They're gay. That's what gay guys do.
Yeah, I know, but they're like brothers to us back in school.
They're still like our brothers. Our very, very gay brothers. What are you doing after this?
Going to a Klan meeting?
Remember when Dad had that huge barbecue for all his work friends and then it rained, so he and Mom had to go into the kitchen and make like 100 hamburgers with one frying pan?
Yeah.
Well, you're not going to let a little rain stop you from making 100 hamburgers, are you?
That relationship's lasted a lot longer than I thought it was.
Look at his eyes, though. He's bored out of his mind. I give it 2 more weeks.
Hey, excuse me. Everybody. Hey. I'm sorry. I wanted to thank you all for coming tonight. Or I guess I should say, Du ni xiao. I'm getting it. Tomorrow I'm leaving for China to represent the fine firm of Morton and Mandel. Yes, me, the same guy who once shaved his ass to win a $5 bet.
Prove it! Just kidding.
But I am real glad you're all here tonight because I'm about to do something that I never thought I'd have the guts to do.
You're not proposing, are you?
Yeah, pal, I am.
Well, think about it, you know?
God, Sonny, shut up!
Anyway, will you?
Yeah.
Good call in 2 weeks, pal.
Hey, Sonny, what was that all about?
Hey, congratulations. You and Big Boobs McGee are going to be real happy.
Don't call her Big Boobs McGee.
You want to explain to your children you met their mother while she was waitressing at Hooters.
Sonny, that was 5 years ago. She's a doctor now. And my fiancé, so from now on, Dr. Big Boobs McGee.
Congratulations.
Thanks, man.
I just... shit went on.
What's the matter?
Vanessa's gonna break up with me. I don't know what to do to make her want to stay.
Vanessa's just getting older. She wants different things, you know? Career, stable relationship, family. That's how they get.
I just want things to go back to the way they used to be.
Like when we were at Syracuse.
Yeah.
And Vanessa worshipped you.
Yes, that was nice.
Nobody was hassling you to get a job. Tommy and Phil were showering separately. Those were the days. What are you doing?
If I make this putt, Vanessa will realize she likes me the way I am.
Oh, you're going to the putt?
Remember, the roof breaks to the right.
Yes, that's what I'm talking. Good God!
That can't be good.
Where's Kevin?
Oh, he already left. But he forgot to say goodbye to you.
Why are you here then?
I'm cleaning because you're useless.
And then what, are you going to go to your Hooters reunion? You guys should sit around and talk about whose ass hangs out of their shorts the most.
At least I can fit my ass into my shorts, fatty.
Speaking of fatty, whose is this?
I don't know.
I'm eating it then. We wasted a good surprise on you.
Lady gave me $5 to bring him over here.
What do you mean?
Later.
What, are you selling raffle tickets or something?
Oh, boy.
Kevin Garrity.
It's me. I got something to tell you.
Yeah, what's up? There's a kid here.
What kind of kid?
If this note is true, it's your kid.
What are you talking about?
I'm having a tough time reading this, but I think it says, Dear Kevin, this is Julian, your son. I hope you understand why I didn't tell you about him until now, but he needs your help. I can't be his mother anymore.
This is ridiculous.
Wait, hang on.
Who's this?
This is my friend.
Is that Kevin on the phone?
No, it's my Uncle Remus.
Hi, what's your name? Is he all right?
Yeah, he just doesn't like you. Leave us alone.
Such a dick.
That was your girlfriend. She was acting really hooterific again.
Who sent that note?
Jan.
I don't know any Jan.
Where's she from?
Where are you from, buddy?
Buffalo.
Buffalo? I've never even been to Buffalo. Somebody's messing with me.
Maybe it's a mistake.
Come on, is there really a kid there, or is this like the time you told me my parents were dead?
I swear to God, he's right here.
I'm coming home, all right? I don't know how I'm explaining this to the partners, but...
No, hang on. It says here, if you won't take responsibility for him, they found a foster family that'll... Yes, Uncle Remus, I know the catfish are huge.
That's terrific.
Here's a number for a guy at
City Social Service Bureau, Arthur Brooks. I'll call him.
I better come home.
No. Let me take care of it.
You sure you can take care of this?
Yeah, I'll be fine. Don't worry.
Pooters.
All right, listen, Sonny. Thanks a lot.
Yeah, later. Well, I'm going to make another phone call. You want to come and sit down, pal? Or you can stand there. Anything you want. Give me a minute.
Social service office is closed today, Columbus Day. We'll be open tomorrow morning at 8 a.m.
Columbus Day. Boy, I don't know what to tell you, pal. Don't worry, everything's going to get figured out tomorrow. Can you be a tough little guy until then? Great. Hey, do I need to get you a bottle of formula or something?
No.
What do you eat?
Food.
Yeah? I eat food, too.
What? Come on. Leave me to hold your hand? What I like to do on Monday afternoons is go to Central Park and watch the rollerbladers fall down. You into that?
I don't know.
Watch, this guy's humming. Oh, he's going down. Good. How old are you, anyways?
Five.
You wear a diaper?
No.
You wipe your own ass, then?
Yes.
You do, good job. That's cool. Come on, fall down.
Fall down, yes. Oh, God damn it. You suck.
Check this out. There's a stick there. Somebody should move it.
All right, now, what way would you put that on? Huh?
This Columbo, he pretends to be stupid, but he's really smart as a tack.
Oh, yeah, he is.
Oh, you put the vein on
down first. There, then this boat comes up.
I want my own ass.
Me too.
So, Mr. Asswiper, what's this guy's name?
Scuba Steve.
I like his flippers. Does he ever take them off?
No.
How about if he goes bowling? They don't make him wear bowling shoes? They let him wear the flippers?
Yes.
Really?
I had a doll like that one time. But my cat, he bites his head off.
What kind of cat would do that?
You calling me a liar?
Hey, take it easy. Anyways, Monday night football is tonight. Jets are playing. We're going to go to the Blarney Stone, okay? You want to come with us?
I've got more deliveries on the bicycle.
Well, maybe you can also finish the turkey on your lip. Right there. Yeah, let's crank up the stick.
No music during the game.
That's fine. Relax, Mr. Hurley.
God damn gents.
What are you doing in here, cutie?
Watching football.
Who do you want to win?
The goddamn Jets.
Have fun.
Hey. Too bad you don't like girls. I think you could have had her.
I'm thirsty.
Thirsty? What do you want? A soda? You allowed soda?
No.
My mother always said that soda rots your teeth, but you're going to lose them teeth anyway, so rot on, right? Mm-hmm. We get 2 root beers, please.
Sure.
Man, when I graduated law school, we used to meet here every Monday night to watch football.
Who would meet you?
My friends, Vanessa. And that's how I always used to root against the team I wanted to win just to bust my chops. But everybody's so busy with their crap lately, no one ever comes.
Like I'm not busy?
Hey, Mr. Hurley, how about you shut up or I'll smack you through the wall like last Monday?
Last Monday was a fluke. Bring it on, woman.
Anytime. He drinks a lot of soda. I'm telling you, buddy, Vanessa, she's the one. I can't lose her. I'm not getting any handsomer, I know that. Every day I get a little bit older and balder and fatter.
Fatter?
Yeah, when I was your age, I could eat anything I wanted, wouldn't gain an ounce. Now, I have a chocolate shake, my ass jiggles for like a week. Enjoy the metabolism while you got it.
Metabolism?
Good God, it's 2:30 in the morning. You must be wrecked. Anyways, I had fun today. Did you have fun? Yeah, you're all right. Have a good one.
Sonny?
Yes?
Can I have a nightlight?
Nightlight? Think I can help you out? Hang on. There you go, all right?
Sonny, are you my dad?
No, I'm not, but that whole dad and mom thing we'll figure out in the morning, okay? You just go to sleep. Good night. Thinking about keeping the kid.
Son, remember that time you went with me to the pet store to get fish food and you saw that cute little puppy and you wanted to get it, but then I reminded you about feeding it and cleaning it and toilet training it?
Yeah.
Well, this is kind of like that, except with a human. I mean, I'm glad you had fun and all, but this is big.
I gotta do something big with my life. I think Vanessa will respect that.
So you're thinking that since sometimes women get pregnant to try to fix a troubled relationship, why can't a guy adopt a kid to do the same thing?
I didn't think of it like that, but yeah, that's good. That's a good point. Yes, that's what I'm thinking.
Sounds nuts to me, pal. Do yourself a favor. Sleep on it.
You're right. Can I borrow your cell phone for a minute? Thank you.
Hello, Arthur Brooks speaking.
Hey, Mr. Brooks, how you doing? Kevin Garrity here.
Ah, right on, Mr. Garrity.
We were expecting your call.
Yeah, I was wondering, you still got a foster family lined up for Julian?
Yes, we do.
Well, you can cancel him. I decided to take care of the little guy.
Way to sleep on it, pal.
Hey, you two want to get married? I support that. Leave me alone.
When natural parents take the responsibility, I mean, there's absolutely no bigger high for us.
I'm psyched about it too, buddy. So I guess that's it.
Yep, that's it, and good luck to you and your son.
My son.
Goddamn stick!
That's my boy.
Hi.
Pull back to sleep, all right? I'm going back to sleep. Nighty night.
I wet my bed.
No. Oh, God. That's a shitload of piss. Okay. There you go, all right? No more wetness. Sleep, all right? Just try to sleep. Stay asleep. Sit still. Lay. All right, I'm up. It smells like urine in this joint. Good job. What are you doing there, boy?
Making cereal.
Oh, yeah? Why don't you pour me a bowl?
Or don't pour me a bowl, either way.
I got it. Hey.
We can fix this.
Hey.
It's not a big deal. Look, see? See how quick it goes away? Cry, baby, come on. Don't worry about it, boy.
Ow! Scuba Steve, damn you!
You like that? You think that's funny, me getting hurt? There's a bright side to being up before 11. We can catch McDonald's breakfast. I haven't been up in time for that in like 10 years. You want to do that? Tie your shoes. We'll go. Hurry, though. It's like 12 blocks from here, so tie quickly. You need help with that?
I can do it.
Let me do it.
All right, you loop it, you swoop it, and you pull. You loop it, you swoop it, you pull. Good. All right, let's go.
It's different for your generation. You guys have always had the McDonald's breakfast available to you.
I have?
Yeah. When I was born, all we had were the burgers and the fries. Maybe the fish sandwich. I'm not sure. I got to get back here on that. What are you doing? Oh, yeah, the hand-holding thing. I remember my dad took us to McDonald's the very first morning they had breakfast. Everybody was baffled in the place. They were like, are these sausages or are these hamburgers? What the hell is that?
Go to the bathroom.
You what? We're going to be there in a minute.
Go to now.
Hey, didn't you pee enough in bed already? We only got 9 minutes to get there.
Well, they got to go to the bathroom.
All right, let's go. Hey, buddy, can my kid use the bathroom for a minute?
Customers only.
Oh, yeah, he's just a kid. Come on, we'll be in and out of here.
It's not my problem.
Not your problem. Okay. Come on.
I can't do it.
What do you mean you can't do it? You said you gotta go. Just go.
I'm scared. Can you do it too?
All right. Here we go. And we're off. That's not too difficult, right? And we're both losing weight. Good job. All right, we're going to miss breakfast. Let's go. Put it away. Yeah. Hey, thanks anyway.
Your thing. Anytime.
Come on, move your ass there, P-Boy. We only got 5 minutes. 5 minutes. Now four.
Come on, we're almost there. We're almost there.
Mister, why are you sitting on the ground?
This is where I live, little man.
Hey, we gotta get going, pal.
Why?
Well, in retrospect, I made some really bad choices after high school.
Yeah, we gotta get going, buddy.
Why?
Well, this was during the so-called disco era, but for me it was more the doing mushrooms era.
Oh, okay, we're gonna miss breakfast.
Why?
I never really thought about that, kid. I mean, I was never Mr. Popularity in high school, and I watched Fantasia a lot, and one day it just clicked.
Hey, Yappy, if you end the conversation, I'll get you an Egg McMuffin.
How about a sausage McMuffin with hash browns?
You got a deal. Hey, look, he fell asleep. Let's go.
Sausage McMuffin.
Hey, how you doing?
Hi, welcome to McDonald's. What can I get for you?
Okay, what do you want?
Cheerios.
Cheerios, they don't got Cheerios. What else?
Lasagna.
Lasagna? What the hell's the matter with you? We'll take hotcakes and sausage.
Sorry, sir. We stopped serving breakfast.
What are you talking about? We're 4 seconds late.
No, you're 30 minutes and 4 seconds late. We stopped serving breakfast at 10:30.
Ah, horseshit! No. Don't cry. I'm sorry. I wasn't cursing at you. I was cursing at the lady.
Nice parenting.
Hey, thanks. Are you my therapist? Take a walk. You want a Happy Meal? We'll get you one of those Happy Meals. You got a Happy Meal? Can we get a Happy Meal? Will somebody get you a Happy Meal?
Will I? Hey, where's my Egg McMuffin?
Breakfast is over at 10:30.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought it was 11.
I thought that too.
Total mind blow.
Will you just relax? Here. What do you want me to do? What would cheer you up? You're going to meet Vanessa tonight. She's nice. You'll like her. Want to see me get hurt? Will that cheer you up, son? All right.
like that, huh? You think that's funny? Good, no more crying.
Are you okay, man?
Next time, kill me. Let's do it, Rangers. Come on.
How you doing?
How you doing?
You like hockey?
Like hockey?
This is a big, important game.
It's a big, important game.
Cut the crap.
Cut the crap.
I'm being serious. Don't do that.
I'm being serious. Don't do that.
How much wood would a woodchuck chuck if a woodchuck could chuck wood? Yeah, that's what I thought. Shut up. Hey, don't you take naps?
Sometimes.
Well, why don't you go take a nap?
I'm too hungry to sleep.
You want some food? Hey, how you doing there, boy? You sleepwalking? Huh? Why don't you go back sleepy? Sleepy. Keep napping. What's this?
Kangaroo sock.
All right, great. That's terrific. And we're going to watch this after the game, okay?
But after my nap, I always watch the kangaroo sock.
It's overtime right now, and there's a penalty shot about to take place. This happens like once every 10 years.
Kangaroo sock. Kangaroo sock. Kangaroo sock. Kangaroo sock!
All right! God, you were normal yesterday.
I'm a singing kangaroo and I'm from far away. I like to hop, hop, hop all day.
I can't take this shit. Are you serious?
Come and play? Well, hop, 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 what do you say?
Douchebag kangaroo.
I go hop, hop, hop.
What happened there? You all hopped out?
Okay.
Alright, I don't know how to deal with this. Hopefully Vanessa will. I think she's back. If she's not back, we'll wait for her. Jeez. Come on, get your coat. Clean up. Oh, God. You don't have to pee, do you?
No.
You swear?
I swear. How come you're not going?
Because I don't have to go. Only you and my grandfather go every 30 seconds. Let's hurry it up, alright? I'm keeping you company. Hi. What's your name? He'll write it on the wall. Mind your business. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go.
Why do I need to meet this lady?
Hey, now it is your problem, okay?
Thank you.
This is that lady I was telling you about, man. She's going to be a big part of your life from now on.
I'm scared. What if she's not nice?
Look. See these right here? These are magic sunglasses, okay? If you're afraid, you put them on, they make you invisible.
Really? Nobody can see me?
Put them on. Julian? Julian! Hello, Julian!
Hey, Sonny, I'm right here!
Oh, the glasses. I couldn't see you. Now, you keep those on and no one can notice you until you decide they can, okay?
Okay.
That's funny. Julian? Julian!
I'm still right here!
Oh, okay. All right, the glasses.
Hey.
Hi. Welcome back.
Who's that?
Who's who?
He's invisible.
Can I come in?
Sure.
Hey, any invisible people out here, feel free to come in, okay?
Sonny, I don't really know what's going on right now, but we should sit down.
I know
and
you
talk
said I got
things.
Some thinking to do, so I did it. just because I don't have a job doesn't mean I don't want to move on to the next level. And instead of just saying that to you, I figured I would show you.
Before you say anything else, I just want you to
know
that...
Look at that. He took his sunglasses off. He wants you to see him. That means he likes you. Junior, come here. Come here, pal. Vanessa, I want you to meet Julian, my son. Our son, I adopted him.
I don't know what to say.
You don't have to say anything. Somebody in the bathroom?
No.
Why is the door shut?
I don't know.
You don't? I don't know.
Sonny.
I can't believe this.
Hey, open up.
Sonny.
Hello? Open the door.
Sonny.
Is everything okay? Oh, my God. Man, Cyrus freaking out there. I'm Sonny.
Sid.
Hey, Sid, I had an attack of paranoia. I thought you were sleeping with my girl.
I am.
What's that?
I am.
Sonny, that's what I was trying to tell you before. I found someone.
This old guy?
Sid.
He's already achieved so much, and yet he's still goal-oriented and still focused. And he has a 5-year plan.
What is it? Don't die? I can't believe this shit. We got a family now. I thought this is what you wanted.
Sonny, you surprising me with the kid that you adopted while I was away wasn't what I said I wanted.
I did this for you. You wanted me to be more responsible. I can't raise this kid alone.
You know, you remind me of my oldest grandson. You don't think things through.
Hey, old man River, zip it or I'll break your hip.
I'd like to see you try.
Shut up, Sid. How could you misconstrue the situation so badly?
I don't know. Come on.
You know, deep down, you must have known this day was going to come.
Hey, you just made the biggest mistake of your life, baby. I know you're going to be missing me when you got that big, white, wrinkly body on top of you with his loose skin and old balls. Gross. Ugh. Excuse me, how you doing? I'm Kevin Garrity. Hey, I got an emergency problem. This kid here, is Arthur Brooks around?
Yeah, I'll go.
Hey, you, can you just sit over there for a while? Stay where I can see you. I gotta talk to this guy.
Mr. Garrity? Hi, Arthur Brooks.
How are you? I need to speak with you.
I didn't tell you to come down to the office, did I? Because I was going to send you the final paperwork in the mail, man.
It's like the opposite of that. Look, I can't manage this kid. I ain't a good father. I made a big mistake.
Mistake?
I had a mother lined up for him, but she's banging the Pepperidge Farm guy, and the kid just won't stop peeing and throwing up. He's like a cocker spaniel. I think he'd be better off with his natural mother.
Well, she passed away last night, Mr. Garrity. She had cancer. She must have sensed that, like, her time was running short and that she wanted her son to be with the natural father. It makes sense. Look, if you don't want to take care of Julian, we'll take him. But I've got to tell you, man, he's going to have to chill for a while in a group home.
Group home? What is that, like an orphanage?
Yeah, we don't call him that anymore.
Hey, hey! Look, I did it. Lou, Swoop, and Paul.
Jeez, you did do it. Congratulations, kid. I showed him that. Why don't you go back over there, okay?
I'll put in a call to the Heather
tomorrow. No, why don't we do this? Why don't temporarily I'll hang on to the kid until you find him a new family?
Well, I don't know, man. I mean, I got to watch out for the best interests of the kid. You said yourself you were a bogus dad.
He's better off with me than in an orphanage.
I don't want to put him in a home any more than you do. Why don't we pretend that you didn't even come in here today, okay? And I'll give you a shout when I line up a family, all right?
That's
later.
Okay.
Just don't make me regret this.
Where are we going now?
I gotta make a phone call. Just stay right here, all right?
Hello?
This is a collect call from...
your baby boy.
To accept charges, say yes.
Yeah, I'll accept.
Hey, Dad, how's it going? How's Florida?
Not too bad. Came out there with a sunburn playing tennis yesterday.
I got some interesting news.
Oh, yeah?
What? Kind of adopted a kid.
What the hell are you talking about?
I'm talking about you being a grandfather. Congratulations.
The hell would give you a kid?
Social services.
You idiot. You better give that kid back.
His mother's... Hang on, hang on. Go play with them pigeons, buddy.
I tried to give them back. I just can't, Dad, all right? Look, I need your help. I'm in a bad way right now. Vanessa dumped me. I don't know what the hell I'm doing.
You're damn right you don't know what the hell you're doing.
The kid is always around.
The past 3 days, he just never leaves me alone. You would think he wants some privacy, but he doesn't. I'm in deep shit.
Just give that kid back before you ruin both your lives.
Oh, I appreciate that, Dad.
He'd be better off living in a dumpster than living with you.
Hey, I'll be a better father than you.
That's impossible, because all you care about is yourself.
Yeah, no, I care about you saving money on this phone call. Let's eat. The Vanessa thing did not work out. She lost her damn mind. That wasn't your fault, though, okay?
Okay.
I know when you first got here, you thought you were going to meet your dad, but, pal, I got to tell you, I don't think that's going to happen.
Why?
I don't know why. But, buddy, real dads aren't always that great, you know. I got a real dad, and the guy's out of his mind. He's been telling me what to do my whole life. He never lets me figure stuff out on my own. A lot of dads are like that. That's why so many people grow up nuts. Look at this guy over here. He's probably a nice little boy just like you. Then his dad messed his mind up. Now look at him. Hey, buddy, who won the Jets game, you know?
Who cares?
Let it go, pal. He can't control you anymore.
What are you talking about?
You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, you're a loser.
You're mad at your dad, not at me. I forgive you.
I am. I hate my father.
See, I don't want it to be like that. I don't want to control you, Julian. Do you even like that name, Julian?
Yes.
You guess? Well, shouldn't you like your own name? I mean, why don't you pick your name? It's going to be your name the rest of your life. What do you want it to be?
Frankenstein.
Frankenstein? All right, I can deal with that. I'll call you Frankenstein. What are you doing, Frankenstein? You going to play in the puddle? Well, go ahead. Puddle it up. From now on, you do whatever you want to do, and I'll show you some cool shit along the way. That's what it's all about. Stay in front of us. Don't be scared. Here we go. Come right up. Okay. All right. You're kind of picking your head up, buddy. Don't do that.
Okay.
That's what you want to wear? That's okay with me, then. Good luck walking down the street. That's all I can say.
Way to block it. Now stay with it. You're the next Willie Randolph. Remember that. When I grow up, I'll be
single. There was this guy, T.J. Strongbow, who used to do the sleeper hold.
Put your arm underneath you.
Lift this arm, okay? Right under. Try to lock wrist, okay? Lock wrist, you're going to... Let me show you. Watch.
Roll him into the ropes. And he comes back and... Oh! Get him. Lock him up. Lock wrist. Okay. You bring him down slow. Apply pressure.
And he's going to sleep right now.
He's out.
Nazo.
Wake up.
You'll be the only kid your age with a slingshot, I promise.
Go have some fun. Shoot a few beer cans or something like that, alright?
Like that?
What is it?
What's the matter?
Let me have that.
Watch my tail. Go to your room. I say, go do whatever you want. I'll try to be gentle. It's gonna be fun. You nervous?
No.
You're excited, aren't you?
Let's go. Up.
Okay. Here comes some candy.
Hey, how you doing? Happy Halloween. We got a first timer out here. Do the right thing, buddy. You want some candy?
Hang out right here for a second, all right? Don't move.
Why?
Yeah, CDs. You like that? Yeah. He's not happy. What else you got? Okay, yeah, that's good. Trick or treat. Say happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween.
Thank you.
Next year, be prepared, Nora.
What's with the kid wearing a cummerbund?
I let him wear whatever he wants to wear. Those boots are the best.
Whose are they?
I know, right? I think they're Kevin. I'll have a hot dog with a mustard and a knish. Frankenstein, what do you want?
30 packets of ketchup.
All right. 30 packets of ketchup. 30
Ow.
Nice cut, pal. Frankenstein, do that thing I taught you the other day.
That's cool.
Like 20 minutes to learn that, man. He's quick, he's smart.
And he loves ketchup.
Yeah, he does. This is like a whole new school of child raising I'm doing. You give the kid options instead of orders, you know? Let him make the right decision.
You're a pioneer.
Thanks.
So you two just chill out together all day?
Basically. Went to the park yesterday, hung out on the monkey bars. The kid did 8 chin-ups.
8? I can't even do one with these scrawny arms.
They're not scrawny. They're nice.
Thanks.
So, Julian, what do you want to do tomorrow?
I want to go to school.
Look at that. I don't force him. He makes the right decision. Way to go, kid. We'll enroll you on Monday, all right? Let's just enjoy the weekend. Do the thing again. That one touched the ground. That one touched the ground.
Yeah.
That was awesome.
Come on.
This isn't a big problem. We'll find your parents. What's your name?
Frankenstein.
Frankenstein, okay.
There you are. Are you okay, buddy? I turned my head for 1 second and he disappeared. Don't you ever do that to me again, okay? Don't do that. Thank you so much for being sweet to my little boy here.
You're welcome, Sonny.
Sonny?
I think my sister Corinne is engaged to your roommate.
Your sister's Corinne? That sucks.
Yeah, I'm up from D.C. I was at that party, the one where we wasted the good surprise on you.
Oh, yeah, sorry about that.
So, what, you have a son now?
I'm not really his dad. I'm more of a temporary father figure type until social services can get another family for him.
At which point, you'll have to find a new way to initiate conversations with girls in the park.
Yeah, that's correct. Hey! Hey! Good job, buddy! He's peeing on his own. Keep it flowing, that's it! Go! Go! So, does Corinne's sister have a name?
It's Layla.
Layla?
Mm-hmm.
I like your song. Could you do me a big favor? Could you just hang out with me tonight? I don't want the kid to think he's a failure because he couldn't get me a date.
I really can't.
No?
No, I just have a ton of work to do.
I see. Hang on a second. Come here!
Layla, if you don't come over to Sunny's apartment tonight, there's a good chance that I'll develop a stutter. Papa, please don't do this to me.
That is so cheap.
Why?
Toll booth now. I originally wanted to be a male model, but turns out I'm not very good looking, so that didn't work out.
Sorry to hear that.
I'm alright, I'm recovering.
This is my favorite part of the song right here.
Better keep it down though, the kid's gonna wake up.
Too late.
Okay, just hang out a little bit, alright? I'll be right back. Don't go sneaking out. Doing?
You forgot to say goodnight.
What do you mean I did?
I can't go to sleep until you say goodnight.
I didn't know that. I'm sorry. Good night. Go to sleep now, right? What did we learn about girls today?
Initiating the conversation is half the battle.
Bingo. Now sleep, okay? I gave him Nyquil. He should be out for the night.
This is Styx.
Yeah.
They've been my favorite band since I was like 12.
You're kidding me.
No, I can't help it. I just love them. My friends make fun of me all the time.
My friends make fun of me all the time, too. I've seen him like 25 times. Tommy Shaw, when I was 16 years old, I was at the concert. He actually reached down, grabbed my hand, pulled me on stage. I got to do the robot voice for Mr. Roboto.
Really?
Nah, I made that up. I'm sorry. That would have been cool, right?
Yeah.
But seriously, though, my cousin's friends were their drummer. So when they come to town, we get to go out to dinner with them, and they tell us stories from the road, stuff like that.
Really?
Nah, I made that up again, too. I'm sorry.
Okay.
You're not attracted to, like, 60-year-old guys, are you?
No.
Yeah, I don't like them either.
I can't sleep.
Okay. Can't sleep. So, the rabbit ran across the street because he thought he saw some carrots. But when he got across the street, it turned out they weren't carrots, they were peanuts.
Peanuts?
Yeah.
The peanuts belonged to a squirrel who had taken them home from a baseball game.
Right. And then the rabbit thought to himself, carrots, peanuts, what's the difference? So he asked the squirrel if he could have some.
And the squirrel said, of course.
And the rabbit was very happy to make such a nice new friend.
And so was the squirrel.
And the rabbit thought that the squirrel had very pretty hair. And nice eyes also.
And the squirrel thought the rabbit was really nice too.
And then the rabbit worked up his courage and asked the squirrel if he could have just the littlest squirrel kiss.
And the squirrel thought it's just not the right time in her busy squirrel life to be kissing any rabbits. Even though this particular rabbit was very sweet.
And the rabbit got shut down, did he? That's not right, but he was still thinking maybe Scuba Steve could get a squirrel kiss. Just, you know, so somebody's get some action around here.
Good night, Scuba Steve. Good night, Frankenstein. Good night, Sonny.
Good night, Viola. Don't get caught under the bleachers with any girls, all right? It's the first day. Take it slow. I'll meet you right after school, 2:30, right out front, okay?
You're not staying?
No, I can't stay. I gotta go get you some more ketchup.
I don't like these kids.
I don't like these kids much either, but don't you think we should give them a chance? No? All right, how's this?
Okay, everybody, come on in.
Here are the magic sunglasses. You put them on if you feel scared, okay? Uh-oh, I lost you.
Julian, I don't know where you are, pal. I'm sorry.
Julian, yo, help. Oh, there you go. Come on, you go inside and make some friends.
Oh,
yeah, that's a good hug. All right, go inside. I'm going to miss you.
I like
your hat. Leave a message.
Mr. Garrity, this is Arthur Brooks from Social Services. I got good news. I think we may have found a family for Julian. Why don't you give me a call back as soon as possible so we can set up a meeting? Bye.
Sierra Club Legal Department.
Can I speak to Layla Maloney?
Layla, line 4. Hello.
You're a lawyer?
What are you doing, Principal?
Waiting for Julian to get out of school so I can have somebody to play with. What are you doing?
I'm swamped. I even got to do my laundry on my lunch hour.
I was going to do my laundry today, too. Where are you going?
There's a place nearby. That's on Bleecker.
Yeah, I know that place. Okay, well, maybe I'll see you there then.
Maybe. I got to go.
So I bought the tickets off the guy, and the show was the night before.
Maybe it was a mistake.
That's really nice, Layla. I don't think you know what's going down on the streets.
So it's hard to know what's going down on the streets when you're in an office 7 days a week, Mr. Tolbu.
You're not going to tell me to get a real job, are you?
No, you're a big boy. I think it's cool you only work 1 day a week. Oh, my God, these are the cutest things I've ever seen.
Yes, I know. I have them in yellow also. I wear them when I work out and stuff.
You know, Sonny, I think it's great what you're doing with Julian while you got him.
Yeah, well, I got him.
I was reading this article the other day that was saying the most important influences in a kid's life are his friends.
Really? They said that?
Mm-hmm. You just better hope he's not hanging out with all those drug dealers and delinquents in school. Sonny, I'm kidding.
I know. Man, it's you who is good. You know what else is good? Smoking dope. It ain't gonna rat you out, you know. Puffing the Chiba. Go by the seesaw, smoke a J. You know what I'm talking about?
I have a belly button.
You have a belly button? Well, we all have belly buttons. You know what? We all love Yoo-hoo. Especially Yoo-hoo with a little rum.
What's rum?
You don't know what rum is.
Rumpelstiltskin?
Rumpelstiltskin. Rumpelstiltskin's a good man. So are you guys. Hey, stay clean. Stay focused. Stay strong. Frankenstein, have fun with your friends. What are you doing scratching so much?
I have eczema.
Eczema? Gross.
How do I make it stop itching?
I don't know. You scratch it. Hey, SpaghettiOs. You like SpaghettiOs? Yeah? Vented cans at half price. Microsoft went down 3 points. We got to save some money. Here, give it a shot. That's it, boy. Put it in there. Feels good, huh?
Hi, Sonny.
Hi, Frankenstein.
His name's Frankenstein.
Hi, Frankenstein. Remember me?
Help me, I'm lost. I don't know where I am.
You don't got to do that anymore. Look at that. You guys wear the same size T-shirt. That's cool.
Mm-hmm. What's this I hear about you doing laundry with my sister?
Did she say I was doing laundry with her? Because where I come from, it's called doing the hibbity-dibbity. Oh!
I got eczema.
Oh, well then you shouldn't scratch it.
Hey, don't tell him what to do. He can scratch if he wants to scratch. Scratch!
Is that better?
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I didn't know you knew anything about kids. I thought you were a foot doctor.
It's not doctor stuff, stupid. It's common sense. Scratching spreads rashes.
Oh, so this is something you learned at Hooters.
Mm-hmm. What the hell is he doing?
He's shopping.
Microsoft went down 3 points.
That's real good. See you later, Frankenstein.
Hey, you stay away from the frozen food section. Your boobs will harden. Isn't Little Italy the greatest?
Yeah, I like it. Everyone's always telling me to hang out in the village in Soho.
Oh, that's all right. But you gotta respect the place where the fatter you are, the cooler you are. I was here, that guy was with a different girl, but I guess he ate her or something. Hey, I went to Coney Island today with the little boy. Oh, you gotta take a look at this. We had a blast together.
Aww. He's so happy.
He just says he's a good boy. I tell you, if I have a kid of my own someday, I hope he's half as cool as that kid.
Is he picking your nose?
Yeah, he was picking his own all day, so I figured he could borrow mine.
That's sweet. He must be miserable without you right now.
Nah, he's in good hands.
You, sir.
Oh, look at Brad's body. Not an ounce of fat, huh?
What? Don't worry, I like yours better.
Okay. You got two queens, two jacks, and an ace.
I win.
Why do you win?
I got a 2, a 4, a 10, an 8, and a 6.
I don't understand. Why do you win?
Because I win.
What's the name of that game, anyways?
I win.
I'll get it.
Hi, I'm looking for Kevin Garrity.
Oh, he's in China. Who are you?
Arthur Brutz, New York City Social Services. I'm confused.
Chinatown. Loves those egg rolls.
Well, I've tried contacting him several times and he hasn't responded. I'm concerned.
Hey, ixnay on the ketchup nay.
Have him call me.
All right. My body's definitely better than his.
Without question.
So it took you a long time to pencil me in, Layla. You work all the time.
I know, I'm really excited.
You're excited about that. How long have you been this crazy?
I guess ever since I was a little girl. See, my mom got married really young and pretty much just raised us kids. So when my dad took off, she wasn't left with a lot of options. And I think that's when I decided that I just never wanted to end up in that situation.
Now that's actually a good reason to be working.
And so I guess I feel like I gotta kick ass while there's ass to be kicked.
Well, you kick that ass during the day, but at night you have fun with Sonny. The best of times are when I'm alone with you. Some rain, some
sunlight. So two guys who were best friends with in law school fell in love with each other?
Yeah.
Is that strange for you?
No, I mean, nothing changed really. They watch a different kind of porno now. Hello?
My God,
this is Corinne's place? If the girls at Hooters could see her now.
No, your ass kicked.
I just kicked you. Layla? So, I know you're afraid to get involved, and I know you got a lot of work, but when I'm not with you, I'm thinking about you all the time. Do you have that going on at all?
Maybe.
Maybe we should try and kiss out. Just, we owe it to ourselves to see if we should move to the next level, see if any sparks fly.
I'm not sure.
I'm not sure either. It's just that you kiss Scuba Steve. Ever since then, he's been strutting around the apartment, bragging. I got a kiss the first night. You've been with it three times. You got nothing.
Oh, he said that.
Come on, let's just give it a shot, just so I can have some dignity at home. All right?
Oh, my God. Gross. Did I just witness the first kiss?
Yeah, you did, Corinne. Thanks a lot for showing up.
Oh, Layla, you didn't actually enjoy that, did you?
I don't know. I'm going upstairs.
Wash your mouth out. He's dirty, and he's poor.
Hey, what do you got in the bag, Corinne? Some chicken wings? Booby tassels?
Shut up.
You have a good sleep tonight there, Corinne. Pleasant Hooters.
Good
one.
And that's a caterpillar.
A
caterpillar? That's
why
a caterpillar.
Caterpillar, hey. Staying clean, pal?
Yes.
That's right. You drink the booze, you lose. Remember that, punk.
Hi.
Hi.
I'm Julia's teacher, Miss Foote. You his father?
Yeah, how you doing? I'm Kevin Garrett.
I wonder if you give me a few minutes of your time to go over a couple of things that have been bothering me.
Sure. We'll go take a walk, pal.
Julian has been displaying some odd behavior. Last week, he spilled a tube of glue on the floor and didn't tell anybody. He just covered it in newspaper.
Uh-huh.
And then one of our students wore rollerblades for show and tell.
Yeah.
And Julian tripped him with a stick.
I've never...
Julian found it hilarious.
I like him to feel like he can express himself freely. I've really never seen any problems with that.
Ew!
Your boy's making the least progress of any of the children in the class. And frankly, his personal hygiene is becoming a cause for concern.
He's the smelly kid in class? I let him become the smelly kid in class? What the hell's the matter with me?
Oh, yes, I've had some smelly ones before. But your son is by far the smelliest.
All right, I got you, ma'am. Take it easy. What do you think I should do?
Well, you might start by paying more attention to his schoolwork.
Okay.
The class is giving a presentation of the Founding Fathers in 2 weeks, and Julian has drawn the part of Benjamin Franklin, a very important role. You should do what you can to help him.
All right. I will turn this all around. That's a promise. Thank you very much.
Hey, Stinky, let's get going. You got us in trouble.
Wow, I didn't know this about George Washington.
Guess his teeth were made of wool.
Wood.
Oh, sorry, I mix up D and L.
Well, get it right. Why don't you turn that game off, pal?
I got 4 games left.
Come on, let's study a little bit.
I don't want to study.
Give me that.
Just kill me.
So what? Relax, you'll play later.
You can't tell me what to do.
Really? How about we take a vote? Who thinks the kid should start studying? Who doesn't? Well, you just lost 2-1.
No, it's a tie. That guy doesn't count. He can't even read.
I know. He was just joking around. Listen, can you hang out here a little bit? I gotta go do something.
No problem.
Get the door!
Hi, Julian. How you doing?
I'm Scuba Sam, Scuba Steve's father. You see, my boy needs to take a bath. The only problem is he's afraid to bathe alone. So I was wondering if maybe you could keep him company in the tub. Terrific! And after the bath, you have to try and study hard. Because if you want to be a member of the Scuba Squad, you have to be smart.
I could be in the Scuba Squad?
Well, sure. All you have to do is work hard. And don't tell a soul about the Scuba Squad, because then everybody's going to want to join. And one more thing. Be nice to the delivery guy, would you? It's not his fault he can't read. Take care.
Yeah, he was there. He told me to watch his boat for him. Said that he wanted to talk to you about some secret mission or something.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Okay.
How come I have to wear a bathing suit?
I don't know. I don't know the rules with little kids and grown-ups and being naked and just sit down. The good news is you're starting not to smell like a foot anymore. Yeah, I read something interesting today. You know that Benjamin Franklin invented bifocals? That's pretty cool, huh?
What are they?
I'll show you in that book I'm reading. There's a lot of cool stuff in there. It might help you out with your school play.
Okay.
We'll make this a regular thing, you know? Bathing and studying and eating right. Put your head back. This is what my grandmother used to do to me. Oh, boy. When I was a little girl, Franklin's only cost a nickel.
Can you still have fun?
Yeah, we can have fun, but after you study it. In fact, we got to get you dressing differently. After you get out, we'll go to Barney's.
Barney?
Not that Barney. A different Barney. A more expensive Barney.
If I had my time again, I would do it all the same. And I'll change my single
pair. At one at a time. At one, two.
For the
heartache. See? Urinals are good, too.
That's fall throughout my years. How I love your man.
Very good.
Constitution.
That's it.
Philadelphia.
Smart, good.
Now I'm fully grown.
Fish?
Yeah.
Pony?
Yes.
Somehow stay. Keep? Hip hop? Hip hop Anonymous?
Damn you! You get him the easy one!
Slow down! You want me a
sausage McMuffin? Okay.
Whoa! There's a pole there!
My name is Alexander Hamilton. I was the first Secretary of the Treasury. I owned a bank and a newspaper. Aaron Bird shot me.
Hi, my name is Benjamin Franklin. I was a writer, a diplomat, an inventor, and a statesman. Although I only went to school for 2 years. I wrote many books, invented many things we still use today.
The Declaration of Independence is finished. Who will be the first to sign?
Haven't you, John Hancock?
I want to sign!
What are your cars?
I got a 6, 5, a jack, a 4, and an 8. I win.
What do you mean you win? I had a hand just like that before. I didn't win.
Because I win.
This is bullshit.
All right, take it easy, man.
Three times different cards, he still wins.
So what? Relax. Kid.
There should be same set of rules for everyone, no matter what age. He's got to learn how to lose.
Hello, Mr. Koufax.
Hey, Mr. Brooks, how you doing? I was going to give you a buzz. You just called me Mr. Koufax, though, didn't you?
It is your name, isn't it? Sonny Koufax? You fraudulently held yourself out to be Kevin Garrity to gain custody of young Julian over there. Big problem in this state, Sonny.
Well,
I've delivered to you before. You always order 3 pieces of cheesecake.
The real Kevin Garrity called me up. He asked me to take care of
the kid. Save it, Mr. Koufax. The kid has to come with me now, or I'll have you arrested.
Take out your handcuffs, then.
Well, I don't have any handcuffs, but 2 policemen downstairs do.
Listen, Sonny, I would like to help, but my status in your country is not what you would call legal.
It's okay. And I'll be.
Julian, you're going to have to come with
me. Hey. Just kidding. 1 second, pal. Would you just please give me a second to say goodbye to the kid?
Take a second.
You don't want me here anymore?
No, that's not it, pal. You just gotta go away for a little while.
How long am I going away for?
I don't want to lie to you. I don't think we're gonna be seeing each other anymore. I screwed up, pal. I'm so sorry. Come here. What you going on? Not your fault, okay? I'm the idiot.
I don't want to go.
I know you don't. I know, but you have to, and you're going to be okay, all right?
Please don't make me go.
I'm sorry, but I don't know what else to do.
I won't play the kangaroo song anymore.
No. Just go. You got to go. You got to go. No, that's not it.
But I want my own ass. I want my own ass.
I know. Kid.
Who?
Social services. I gotta get him back.
What do you mean? You said this was just temporary.
I know. I can't have it be temporary. It's gotta be permanent.
Okay, what can we do?
Well, I filed a brief to get custody based on the best interest of the child, and Tommy knew one of the clerks, so they fast-tracked the hearing. It's Tuesday. You gotta be there.
This Tuesday?
But you got work?
I gotta go to Washington. There's a hearing to dismiss my case.
Well, can you get somebody else to do it?
I'm sorry, Sonny. I can't. It's my case.
What about Julian's case? We don't even know where this kid's gonna end up.
Sonny, this is exactly why I didn't want to get involved. I had things going just the way I wanted, and then I'm sitting in the park, and you and this kid just come barging into my life, and it's screwing up everything I had planned.
A kid showed up on my doorstep. You think I planned on that? But I fell in love with him. So now my plans have changed.
Thank you. Good morning. We're here to determine proper custody of Julian McGrath, also known as Julian Garrity, a minor child. Representing the city of New York?
Ted Castellucci.
Arthur Brooks, Social Services.
And representing Sonny Koufax?
Philip D'Amato.
Thomas Grayton.
Plus, I'll pretty much be representing myself, Your Honor.
Anyone else?
Layla Maloney, Your Honor.
Does this mean that you love me, Layla?
Something like that.
First witness?
Koufax is a good egg. He was nice to that kid. But he fights like a girl. You're like that. I'm right here. Miss, what are you going to do about it?
What, are you drunk, Mr. Hurley?
Well, I had a few Chardonnays. What of it?
Get off the stand, please.
You got it. I've got a few problems.
Off to a good start. Mr. Koufax is a really cool guy. Wish my dad was as cool as him. You see, my dad was a military man. Guess I wasn't such a good soldier. When I was 35 years old, he attempted to give me a crew cut while I was sleeping one afternoon. I woke up, broke his arm, haven't seen him since. I'd rather live out on the streets than under his freaky-ass rules. Anyway, I think Mr. Koufax should be acquitted of all the charges. If O.J. can get away with murder, why can't Sonny have his kid? This guy knows what I'm talking about. No more questions.
No more questions. And how long have you been delivering food to Mr. Koufax?
I deliver food for 6 years. Plus, I'm a stripper. But I put on weight, so it's a problem.
I see. And in your experience, was Sonny a good father to Julian?
Oh, yes. A terrific pair. They went together like lamb and tuna fish.
Lamb and tuna fish?
Maybe you like spaghetti and meatball? Be more comfortable with that analogy?
Yes, considering we're in America. I mean, if you don't like spaghetti and meatballs, why don't you get the hell out?
Hey, listen, I'll come down there and give you a crew cut, mister.
Let's see your clippers.
Not my problem. Your father was sick.
Stop yelling at me!
Order, order, order!
Excuse me, am I in the right room?
Who the hell are you?
Mr. Koufax's co-counsel.
He has enough co-counsels.
Well, one more wouldn't hurt.
Let's get on with it. Next witness.
Your Honor, Mr. Koufax is simply parading his buddies up there. Can't they find someone who isn't a friend? And what were Julian and Mr. Koufax doing when you saw them?
Shopping.
And did Mr. Koufax appear to be an attentive and loving father?
He certainly did.
And how long have you disliked Mr. Koufax?
Since the day I met him.
And for the record, where did you work while you attended medical school?
Hooters.
No further questions.
Asshole.
Next witness.
Your Honor, we'd like to call Julian McGrath. If it's okay with you, Julian, I'd like to ask you a few questions. This is just you and me talking, so don't even pay attention to all these people, okay? Can you tell me how old you are? Your Honor, 1 second. That's better, huh? Now, can you tell me how old you are?
5.
And what's your birthday?
July 15th.
Do you know where you were born?
Toronto.
Toronto? I thought you were from Buffalo.
I moved to Buffalo with my mommy.
And for the past 6 weeks, you've been living with Sonny, right?
Yes.
Did you and Sonny have fun together?
Yes.
What kind of things would you do with Sonny?
He taught me how to do the sleeper hold by Keith J. Strongbow.
That's nice. Anything else?
He taught me how to pee on a building.
Really?
And he taught me that Stitch was one of the greatest American rock bands. And they only got a bad rap because most critics are cynical assholes.
Well, I think we'd all agree with that. Matt, before you came to Sunny's apartment, do you remember the last thing your mommy said to you was?
That she loved me and I was going to live with my new daddy.
And if your mother could pick anyone in the world to be your new daddy, who do you think she'd pick?
Sunny.
Thank you, Julian.
Judge doesn't look too happy.
Mr. Koufax, anyone else?
I'd like to call upon myself, Your Honor.
Awesome. And which of your esteemed co-counsels will be examining you?
My father, Lenny Koufax.
What? Forget it, Sonny.
What is going on?
Your Honor, there is nobody in this world who thinks I shouldn't have a child more than that man back there. He also happens to be one of the most respected lawyers in all of Florida, so I figure if I can make a believer out of him, I can make a believer out of everybody in this court.
Objection, Your Honor. This court is after the truth, not the opinion of the defendant's father.
You want my opinion? My son is a moron.
I withdraw my objection. Please proceed.
Mr. Koufax.
Big mistake, Sonny. The only reason I came today is to make sure you didn't end up in jail for this.
Well, then, that was nice of you.
Thank you. To do what I think is right here.
Okay.
If this is over, get your fingernails cut. They're too long.
Okay, Dad.
Your Honor, this case is simple. It is absurd to think that Sonny Koufax is ready to raise a child.
Objection! Shut up, Tommy!
Sorry, Mr. Koufax.
First of all, how did this sweet little boy, Julian, end up under your supervision?
I told social services that my name was Kevin Garrity.
And of course, you are not Kevin Garrity.
No.
So you're lying.
Yes.
Like the time I found a bag of pot in your underwear drawer, and you told me that you thought they were pencil shavings.
Yeah.
And remember when I called you up and told you that your Aunt Faye was coming to New York, and I wanted you to take her around, show her the city? And you said that you had better things to do, didn't you?
That's right.
Now, I'm curious. Just what were those better things that you had to do?
Jethro Tull had a reunion concert in New Jersey, so I caught that.
Uh-huh. And what happened to your Aunt Faye that weekend?
She died.
Yes, she did. By any chance, did you happen to make it to her funeral?
No.
Why not?
I went to Jones Beach, got drunk, and fell asleep.
Hell yes!
Some role model.
Yeah.
Your Honor, my son doesn't have health insurance. He doesn't know how to boil an egg. He filed for Social Security at the age of 30. He is a drain on the economy, on the country, and most of all, on me! Your Honor, to give this young man custody over another life is not only wrong, it's insane.
Hey, I love you.
What?
You don't have to be scared, it's all right.
What are you talking about? I'm not scared.
If I get custody of Julian, I'll be his father forever. And that scares you because you think there's a good chance I might fail.
Sonny, it's more than a chance. It's a certainty.
You're wrong, Dad. You can be scared that I might get pickpocketed in a bad neighborhood or I might break my leg skiing, but don't be scared about me being a dad because I will not fail at that. I can't. I love this kid too much. I love him as much as you love me, Dad. And I'm going to give him advice, and I'm going to guide him, and I'm going to be there for him whenever he needs me. I'll fly to New York to be at his court case, even if I disagree with why he's there in the first place.
Sonny, you work in a toll booth.
Don't be scared about me making money. I am in love with a beautiful girl who makes plenty of it. She'll be my sugar mama.
Oh, I got to get me one of those.
I know this is the right thing to do, Dad, because I would die for this kid, just so he wouldn't have to feel 1 ounce of sadness.
That's why you're here right now, to protect me, to be scared for me.
To be a good father. And that's exactly what I'm gonna be.
Hello, Dad. Yeah, I just wanted to say I love you.
Hi, Mom.
put Dad on the phone for a second.
This feels kind to Papa.
Can I borrow that when you're done?
Your Honor, my son deserves this kid.
I love you too, sir.
Mr. Koufax, the fact is you kidnapped this child. Not only shouldn't you get custody, but since you obtained the child by defrauding the state of New York, you should be in jail. Bailiff, please remand him until I can figure out the punishment.
Your Honor, I think...
Wait, you can't take him away. As that boy's father, I refuse to press charges. Okay. Good, I'm sorry. Just 6 years ago, Joe Carter.
Joe Carter?
Toronto and the Phillies, you know, World Series. And Mitch Williams just... We flew up for the night. There was a girl.
Oh, God.
I'm an idiot. I was so hammered. Chicken wings and Molson 3-0. You know, Canadian beers like moonshine.
Hell yes.
Sonny, you remember, right? He was at that Toronto Hooters.
Oh, yeah. That was before he met you, though, Corinne. That Hooters thing, that's a coincidence.
I'm sorry, Corinne. I know this changes everything, but I had to do the right thing.
Mr. Castellucci.
Pending a blood test, whatever.
Then the court grants custody to Kevin Garrity pending the results of a DNA test.
No! I want you to be my dad, Sonny.
I know, I do too, pal. But I'm not sure that can happen exactly the way we want. Because it seems you already have a daddy. But I'll tell you what I can do. I can be your friend. No matter what, all right? I'll always be your friend.
I'll always be your family. I'll always be around.
I promise.
Kids are pretty good at tying his shoes. He's not great at it, though, so you gotta work with him on that.
Maybe I'll teach him the bunny ears thing.
What's the bunny ears thing?
You make the bunny ears, and then you cross and pull through.
I go with this loop, swoop, and pull thing. He likes that.
I don't know that one. Bunny ear thing's very easy.
What was the loop, swoop, and pull thing? I swear to God, it's working.
All right.
You know what? Go with the bunny ears thing. You're his dad, right? I'm sorry.
It's important. When you eat at my restaurant, you never order BLT. You must trust me. Stay away from BLT.
Hey, guys. I'm going to leave you with your dad now, Julian. He's a good man right here. I've known him my whole life.
So you two have fun, and I'll see you in the morning for breakfast.
All right? Quit scaring the kid for a minute.
Who am I scaring?
Bye, pal.
Hey, Julian. I just got back from China. Do you know where that is? It's in Asia, which is by Europe. I brought some cool stuff back.
Did you move the bench?
It's pretty funny, huh? You know what I got? I got some noisemakers. I guess I'm... Want to try one?
God, I hit my foot!
Well, I stood stone like at midnight, suspended in my masquerade, and I combed my hair till it was just right, and commanded the night brigade. I was hoping the pain had crossed by the lane, and I walked on a crooked crutch.
He's a nice man. Listen, at my place I've got spice jam. It's blurry, but it's nice.
Let's make this quick, though, okay? I want to get back to work.
Holy shit, Sonny Koufax would rather work than eat.
Well, I'm working on a big case. I got to sue you assholes for making me come here. Did you just waste a good surprise on me again? Hi, Corinne.
Daddy.
How you doing, cutie?
Sonny, I did so bad in basketball yesterday.
Well, then I guess from now on I have to stop letting you win.
I stopped letting him win 6 months ago. He's still beating
you. That's because you suck.
Hey, Corinne, why don't you put a tank top on for old time's sake? Come on.
What is he talking about, Mommy?
Nothing.
I'll be there for you, Sally.
Hey, thank you.
I got your Squawk Radio.
Squawk Radio, thanks for telling.
I'll have to split. I got more deliveries.
Come on, hang out with us. We're going to have fun.
No, I can't stay. I'll hang for a little bit.
There you go. Come on, let's eat, everybody.
Hey, you.
Can we get some curly fries? Vanessa.
Yes, honey.
You're a Hooters girl? What happened to Sid's 5-year plan? How you doing? Maybe it's a 10-year plan.
Is that the guy at the old boss?
Yeah, I think it is. Hey, come on, I bet they're nice. Aww. Okay, well,
I don't think you're supposed to say ball testicles, okay?